this goes without saying, but I'll say it. Donald Trump has polarized opinion in this country. In the case of his indictment, some of the differences are surprising. Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney, says Trump's indictment on 34 felony counts shows that nobody is above the law. Jonathan Chait, also liberal, a writer for New York Magazine, begs to differ. I've just been reading his case that Trump was, in reality, beneath the law. Yes, Chait says he paid to cover up an affair and may well have violated laws to do that, but Chait argues that's mainly just sleazy, not something to prosecute. If you want more opinions, NPR's Eric Westerveld has been listening to some from people across the country.
In Minnesota, more than 100 people rallied at the state capitol in St. Paul Tuesday to protest the Democratic-led state government. But the Trump indictment drama was clearly front and center. Some people waved Trump flags and wore MAGA hats and shirts to show their support for the former president. Janelle Edgett is a 52-year-old hairdresser from Blaine, Minnesota.
The number one thing that I feel for Trump right now is I pray that God is protecting him from people. I mean, right now he's out on an island kind of by himself.
Monica Nelson Teal, a 56-year-old from Maplewood, Minnesota, also attended what was dubbed a freedom rally. She works at a local liquor store and as a school lunch aide. For her, Trump's felony charges for falsifying business records set a dangerous example that in America, you can go after ex-leaders.
Former presidents have not been charged, and it's a horrible precedent, and it's going to be difficult to go back to the way it should be.
And in St. Petersburg, Florida, 68-year-old Republican Peter Sines called the Trump charges a crazy witch hunt that he thinks also mark a dangerous lurch towards authoritarian rule by Democrats.
They're taking control of us now. It's going to be like a little communist country now. It's going to be like China. The people have no say-so,
But 19-year-old Chloe Ressler, a college student at the University of South Florida in St. Petersburg, says it's about time Trump is held accountable for some of his lies.
I think it sends a message that nobody's above the law. I don't think anybody should be able to pay off people to not say the truth about them. I think him, quote, getting what he deserved is a good thing rather than him just being able to hide behind his money.
In Illinois, Alyssa Shee, a student at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, says she understands that indicting a former president, who's also running again for the White House, will be seen as highly political. But it underscores the strength of America's democratic system, she says, precisely because Trump has been so brazen about his ability to stay out of a courtroom despite years of investigations into his personal, business, and political dealings.
Not a lot of presidents have had that sort of unabashed macho energy that they are the law. So I know that people will say, oh, this is a slippery slope, but this is something that we need to do because Trump was so open about the fact that he was the law and he wasn't above it.
Meantime, in a neighborhood on St. Louis's west side, 38-year-old Frank Williamson, a businessman and Democrat, told us he worries the indictment will simply end up boosting Trump's appeal. And Williamson has little faith that the legal case will change Trump's style, rhetoric, or strategy.
It's a long time coming. Hopefully he learns his lesson, but it's Trump we're talking about, so.
He's still number one in polls among Republicans, Williamson says, adding, so we'll just have to see how all this plays out. Eric Westerveld, NPR News.